the ITD Morning After. Live from the Casino Queen Studios, here's McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
Moving on the floor now, baby, you're a bird of paradise.
Welcome back to the ITD Morning After on Team 1380. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat, Hayes, and Doug Vaughn with you here on the radio program. We're just joined by Steve Klein, also known as the governor of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, as he makes his way back to the big leagues. And we'll be joined by Gabe DeArmond in the 9 o'clock hour, talking a little Missouri college football. As much as I love Missouri football, I TiVo'd the black and gold game because it was on ESPNU, but I couldn't find myself getting into it.
Why would you?
It's a practice.
Why would you find yourself getting into it?
I don't know. I can't get... I'll get into it once late August rolls around, but right now, I don't know. Let's see what the Colonels got to say.
They had some huge crowds down south. Alabama, LSU.
Nebraska, Bo Pelini's first year. He had 70,000 at that game.
70,000 to watch practice.
Yep, that's what they knew in Nebraska. That's the move, I guess. So Gabe's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, talk about him being the Colonel and so on and so forth. And you can email the show...
What?
He's the Colonel. The Morning After at team1380.net. We're giving away two tickets to the NHRA O'Reilly Midwest Nationals May 2nd through the 4th at Gateway International Raceway. For tickets, call 866-35-SPEED or go to gatewayraceway.com. Now, I'm trying to figure out the schedule here. I'm going to Las Vegas on Friday for 8 days. The Cat, you are going somewhere. And when are you leaving? Are you leaving this week or next week?
I'm leaving Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Where are you going?
Chicago.
Little respite?
Family stuff.
Family man, yeah. Family plan.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Hmm. Got some family functions that we're going to...
The Penguin putting that together?
Well, Penguin will be part of it.
Nice. It's the only way he'll get involved is if he come to his city.
So with the old master painter. Yeah, it is true. He hasn't been to St. Louis in quite some time.
I think I'm the Penguin of my family. To kind of get the vibe. On your brother, the Penguin, Drew Hayes.
Tell you what, match him up against you in wiffle ball. Who?
Is he really good?
No, he's like you. He talks a lot of sports.
But he's one awful, tough huckleberry.
Like you, awful at sports, but still talks about it a lot.
God, I'd love to challenge somebody at wiffle ball at my place. I've never lost in that field.
Someone said there's a 9-year-old girl that's pretty good. Maybe you can play her.
The thing about it is, I brush my wife back off the plate. And I kinda,
gym music?
Kind of sent a message. And then when that slider comes, she doesn't know what the hell to do. She thinks it's coming in her head again. And all of a sudden, Doug, it's his hook.
She needs to learn to trust her hands. I hear that on the broadcasts all the time.
What does that mean?
They trust. Albert trusts his hands.
That means that you know you have the bat speed to get around.
Yeah.
Producer Joe just sent the schedule for Martin Kilcoyne is going to do the program, what, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I guess?
Is that correct?
I think that's what I heard, yeah. Yeah.
And then call Martin fat ass.
And Jennings Jr., of course, will be in here as well while I'm gone. It's just going to be a poker festival in Las Vegas for me. People are like, you're going to Las Vegas for 8 days. What the hell is your problem? Just going to gamble.
That seems like a long time
out. But if all you do is just sit and play poker all day.
And your wife is going?
Yeah, oh yeah, she's going for work.
Will she play or have to?
No, I was trying to teach her the game because she's starting to watch a little bit. It would be great if she got
into it.
Picked
up wiffle ball pretty well.
Didn't pick up that slider, that rotation on that slider too well.
She didn't trust her hands.
She did not. Because I'll tell you what, if you're a good-looking broad and you're sitting at the poker table, i.e. our friend Genocide, you got a hell of an advantage there, Jack.
Why?
Because guys underestimate the broad at the table, and then they start flirting with her, trying to get...
I thought maybe the dealer would slip her some cards.
No. That's the move. That's why Genocide at 24 is making all the cash she's making. People start flirting with her, underestimate her ability, and all of a sudden there she is schooling them. So I'm trying to get my wife on board with the game of poker. I was teaching my 17-year-old sister how to do it. Got her an account on PokerStars.
When I play poker, I don't look at the persona of the person. I just try to pick up tells. Like when you get a good hand and your eyes widen, that's a tell.
And I start shaking when I grab the chips.
What? I would think he might play differently if your wife was at the same table, knowing that if it came down to her and you betting, you didn't care if you won or lost because the money's all going to the same place anyway.
I made sure that I won that wiffle ball contest last night. She goes, I threw a nice pitch to you because I wanted to see you succeed. I said, well, that's your fault. I'm out there to win this contest. I'm out
so
there
it
to
doesn't really
contest.
Sound like she was playing a game. She was just throwing the ball around. You took it as a game.
I'll be honest. The pitch that I hit into the trees 200 feet was thrown underhanded.
Nice.
Doesn't matter, though. You still got to catch up with that.
For a kid with a trophy room full of also participated.
Perfect attendance.
Redbird Lane, 1984.
That is a big achievement in your athletic career, hitting an underhanded wiffle ball pitch from your wife.
Crushed it and threw my arms up in the air like pools on a Sunday afternoon against the Reds.
Certificate of attendance. Certificate of participation.
I welcome anybody to come over to Kirkwood, Missouri and see if they can do a little battle. Anybody! And I'm talking about anybody! Broads included. Best of luck with the slider. That's what I would tell you.
You have a little strike zone painted on your house? Or
no, you know what I did? I took one of the chairs from our patio set and set it up right behind the thing. But it was off because the ball had come sailing over my head, and then it would drop down right into the chair, and it would be a strike, technically. I got to get that fixed. And then nobody's moved into the house that they just built right next door to me, and there's no fence between
What's
the
that going for? Maybe I'll move in.
You're more than welcome to. We'll have a nice little time. So I use their yard. And I'm
How big a house is it? It's like the one next door, but a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath deal?
I would think it's probably more than 2.5 baths. I would think it's 4 bedrooms, probably 3.5 baths.
Kirkwood, that would be 700,000.
Yeah, that'd be an embarrassment of riches too. Yeah, when you're going from 1.5.
It's a little less than that.
How many bathrooms you got, Dougie?
We got 6.
That's a lot of bathrooms.
6.
Do you really?
At the Vaughn Estate and Grounds.
6 bedrooms?
He does not have 6 bathrooms. I asked him.
No.
Oh, bathrooms.
We've got a little outhouse in the back.
It's fine except in the winter.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in the winter.
Still a nice little place to go and reflect.
Yeah.
Get away from it.
I'll never buy another place that doesn't have at least 2 full baths.
I know what you're saying there, man. We had 1 bathroom in our condo. That's it. 1.
Couldn't do that.
I could never go back to that after living in Kirkwood. But I'm challenging anybody to wiffle ball anytime. I would like to do that. I was thinking about having like inside STL people over to play, but you think that's a bad idea to have strangers over?
I don't think the neighbors would enjoy that. No.
I don't care about the backyard. I don't care about the neighbors. You don't want to have a bunch of strangers roaming around your house.
But if they're friends of the show,
they'll be friends while you're here working. They'll know that, and they'll knock off your house.
Tim's mayonnaise jar is on eBay.
Yes, Rudy.
Yeah, what's up, Tim? Come on, man. Boasting about striking out a girl and brushing her back. Anyway, on that earthquake thing, I told Joe to look it up. It was just before the cat went to Mexico. It would have been, because I remember joking with him about a hurricane hitting Mexico, too. That
didn't happen.
Nah, I joked about that, though.
So if it was a joke, it doesn't count as a prediction.
I was about the earthquake. And Pat Parrish picked Tony La Russa up some clear.
Lance's brother.
Because I've seen La Russa, he looked like he had a zit right there in the mustache area.
Mm.
And they did something on Dizzy Dean. And
did he have an acne problem?
No, he did pitch both games of doubleheader. Now I would
Tony or Dizzy?
Huh?
Tony's zit did.
No, it was Dizzy. The other was Daffy. No, Dizzy Dean actually pitched both games of a doubleheader.
I'm trying to figure out where the point is.
I would put that up with no hitter compared to pitchers nowadays.
So you want me to get Pat Parrish to get Tony some Clearasil?
Yeah.
I don't understand how Dizzy and Daffy Dean have anything to do with that, though.
I wonder where Tony's going to put that Clearasil.
Probably on the zit. Ass.
No, maybe up Pat's ass.
Oh, no! No!
Where did that come from? I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, thanks.
He is the dumbest person I've ever met.
How did Dizzy Dean and his brother have anything to do with Tony's acne problem?
I don't know. I'm just sorry that the old Diz got drug into all this.
And poor Hall Pat Parrish was accused of wanting to shove Clearasil up the manager's.
Except Rudy fire. Did call the earthquake. He did call it.
They're saying here, this is on Yahoo News, that there's an indication that this could be actually a foreshadowing of a much bigger earthquake.
We're getting set up for the big one now?
The $64,000 question is what this earthquake portends for the future. The answer is, I'm afraid it can go either way. stress relief or hair trigger. One scenario predicts that some stress is relieved on the local fault where this earthquake occurred and will cool things down for a few decades. The other scenario is not so happy. Quote, there is the possibility, and we can only see over the next few months what will happen, that the redistribution of stress on neighboring faults might trigger further earthquakes, and we can only guess as to whether they'll be equally large as Friday's earthquakes. They've had, three or four aftershocks now? Last one coming last night, or this morning at 12:35.
Are we sure that's an aftershock? Maybe that's a whole nother earthquake. How do they know where one earthquake begins and another one ends?
Well, if it came from the same fault line, and it did in the Wabash Valley there, then that would be an aftershock. I mean, if it came from down south in the Boot Heel, then that would be, I think, a separate earthquake.
In a separate story on Yahoo News, 32 people shot in Chicago over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
Jim J. Bullock's back. Producer Joe pulled the audio. That seems like kind of a wild weekend, doesn't it, to have 32 people shot in your city in one
couple
weekend?
People were found whacked right behind the R-Bar there in the Grove this
yeah,
morning.
Yeah, I saw that.
How about that? R-Bar.
Double whacking.
Place. Double whacking. Guys just sitting there like Maury and his wife and Goodfellas sitting there just whacked in the car.
Did they get the ice pick, too, like Maury got?
And his poor wife. Never would shut up. Served her right.
Who got it at the outside the R bar? Were they gangbangers or were they customers at the bar?
I don't know what was doing there. I don't know. 3 a.m. Do you have Circle Gets a Square? Forget the X. I think he's got the Jim J. Bullock clips.
Hey man, Circle Gets a Square. Go for the X.
Oh dear,
it's too loud. It's almost frightening.
God. Oh dear.
904 in St. Louis. This is the IT Morning After on Team 1380.